Proclamation number 5964, dated the May 22, 1954. Redeeming work for souls in the beyond in God's will. Put your trust in my words and only believe that my love is watching over you and that I am protecting you from all onslaughts by my adversary if you take refuge with me during earthly and spiritual difficulties. Your will also assures you my help and my protection. I only appraise your will, and according to this will you are either in my hands or in the hands of my adversary. If your will is directed towards me and you desire to please me, you can also consider yourselves looked after by me. But if you want the world and its possessions, then your will belongs to my adversary and then he has control over you, which he, however, would never be able to have if you strove towards me, if you look for and pray to me in spirit and in truth. Your faith is still weak, yet it will get stronger if you always just make the effort to live a life of love, and you'll become increasingly more certain of the fact that my fatherly love applies to all who are still unredeemed on earth and also pass away or have passed away unredeemed from this earth. All these souls suffer immense hardship and my love does not want to leave them in this adversity forever. And thus I create countless possibilities for them to escape their hardship but without determining their free will. Nevertheless, I know every individual person's will and that of every soul in the beyond. I know when they're ready to take the path to me, and I let you humans participate in the redemptive work, since there is a tremendous amount of work to be done and every individual soul should be offered the opportunity to give up its resistance and turn towards eternal salvation. Consider the immense number of souls which are still distant from me, which have no faith and whom I therefore cannot approach because they don't believe in me. I constantly endeavor to provide these souls with the possibilities to come to me by indirect means as well, and you humans can assist me in this by taking care of these souls, by informing them of me, because they are more likely to listen to you, providing they are at all willing to change their adverse situation. On the one side, a regrettable lack of faith is evident, on the other side, however, a comprehensive work of salvation is taking place on the souls in the spiritual kingdom, because this work of salvation is mainly unsuccessful on earth. My adversary has great power over people on earth because they are too involved with matter and he tempts them with material goods. Many a soul in the beyond recognizes the worthlessness of what it had pursued on earth because it experiences utmost poverty and darkness, and for that reason they can be more easily won over, if only their faith can be awakened in them. And I truly have many ways in which I implement things and which are hardly ever unsuccessful. The situation of these souls in the beyond cannot be described to you exactly. There will always remain a layer which prevents your view into the kingdom of the beyond. Yet you can believe that I look after all souls and for their deliverance also involve you humans if a greater possibility for success is thereby assured. Anyone who wants to be of service to me can certainly do so, and I will place him where his work will be successful. But you must always believe in my greater than great love and mercy. Then you will also understand everything and you will no longer doubt the task which I give you. Then you will gladly be of service to me and also be convinced that your work is beneficial. You will participate in the redemption of countless souls from adversity and pain. You will show them the way to light and beatitude. Amen.